We're going to do three more from the archives. The first one is called Drawing the Line, Marc Monmonier. I got this one from the library, and it's nonfiction. Synopsis. This is a collection of nonfiction academic essays about mapping and Cartu controversy. Opinion. The good. This is a fairly thorough series of studies covering Cartu controversy and the different roles maps have in the world. The book starts out discussing the Peters projection, which is a good subject to start with, since many academically inclined people are also sympathetic to the Peters argument, but Monmonier refutes the Peters projections very effectively. The bad. Towards the end, I felt that the book had deviated into various studies into land management and had strayed away from studying maps and map making. The ugly. When Monmonier strays into the land management issues, he's so focused on explaining the land use controversy he neglects to explain what he's talking about when describing the maps. As a result, there are long, very technical passages explaining how a particular map came to be, or that there's some particular feature overlooked on a map, but Monmonier doesn't put it into plain English for those more interested in the map-making part of the controversy. Grade B. Strong recommendation, well written, with some flaws or predictability that makes it less fun to read. I recommend this especially for those with an interest in esoteric subjects, but it is not for everyone. And then our review. A Walk to Remember by Nicholas Sparks. Synopsis. A 17-year-old boy meets and falls in love with the Baptist preacher's demure daughter. Opinion. The good. It was short. I was able to finish it in 2 hours. Oh, and the narrator's voice, while irritating, was very strong and identifiable, if you know what I mean. The bad. Is it just me, or is everyone else sick of the beautiful sick girl dies of leukemia but teaches about the depth of love story? Sorry, I just couldn't enjoy this novel. For one thing, the religious message was way over the top. Can't you just have a main character who struggles to find something that will bring meaning to this event, but just isn't able to? Isn't that the more real story? I couldn't get into Jamie. I mean, I liked her, but I kind of like my characters to have at least some flaws. Aside from being too nice, Jamie had no flaws. She really was an angel on earth. Ew, I was talking about this with my friend Jungle Monkey today, and we agreed that she needs to write about her friend Jeff, who used his brain tumor as an excuse to be an ass. At least I can understand someone who's human like that. Plus, this was just another copy of so many other stories. Wealthy, popular boy meets shy, quiet, religious girl, and for one reason or another is forced to ask her out on a date. Shades of She's All That with Freddie Prinze Jr. here. Boy and girl end up on opposite sides of the stage doing a play. I can think of a ton of movies offhand, but suffice to say, any teen movie with a play in it. After absurdly heavy foreshadowing, boy finds out that girl is sick with cancer, most often leukemia. Notice that it is never AIDS. Love story to the more, and all the way to the more recent Here on Earth. Boy does some great act to show his love and to demonstrate the depth of emotional connection, while emotionally and shamelessly manipulating the audience to tears. How about Titanic? I really disliked the foreshadowing, which was so subtle you could drive a Mack truck through it, and I resented the obvious emotional manipulation. Yes, I cried, but I didn't do so because of any great emotional connection with the story, but because the author used very specific targeted images and phrases designed to make his audience cry. I did not, by the way, laugh at any point in the novel. It's easier to manipulate someone to tears than to laughter. The ugly. In addition to the heavy-handedness of the overarching plot, there was the heavy-handedness of the, quote, message from God. Sorry, spiritual novels are not my thing. I hate being preached to in person, and I hate it on paper as well. I wish that religion had just been a part of the characters' lives, that it had formed a kind of gentle backdrop of who they are outside of it. Instead, it became the crux of the story, which culminated in a deus ex machina moment where the main character believes that God has told him to do what to do. God, would it have been so wrong for Landon to have come to his conclusion on his own? He had all the information to put it together. He didn't need to for it to come from God. There's the whole tradition of opening the Bible at a random page and converting because of what you read there. And I wonder if Sparks isn't just manipulating that tradition as well for his, frankly, cheap trick novel. And our third one, A Quantum Rose, by Catherine Asar. I actually didn't give a, I did give a grade on Nicholas Sparks. D. Not really worth reading a first time. I put it at a D, but if you're in the mood for an emotional bender, you might consider a C minus. Okay, next one. The Quantum Rose by Catherine Asaro. Synopsis. The young, beautiful governor of an impoverished province is wed against her will to an alien from an interstellar empire and must cope with the consequences for herself and her people. I want to first mention that this was actually printed originally in Fantasy and Science Fiction magazine a couple years ago in a episodic form, and my subscription ran out just before the last episode, or in the middle or something. I basically got the first episode and I didn't get any after that. So I was really looking forward to reading this book. The opinion. The good. There's a lot of really good steamy sex scenes in this novel. Asara can tell a romance novel like nobody's business. The bad. It would probably be a more convincing science fiction novel if all the beautiful quantum physics that Asaro put into her author's note at the end had been able somehow to make it into the rest of the novel. Since the protagonist and viewpoint character of the book is illiterate and barely educated, there were frequent points where I was left scratching my head and wondering whether it was realistic for the protagonist to know a certain detail or not. Nonetheless, at least Asaro did not make her protagonist too inconsistent. For all her little bits of insight, Kamaj is no physicist. The ugly. I periodically wanted Kamaj to grow a backbone, or to otherwise stand up for herself, and was gratified when she did. However, she didn't really do that often enough. Still, she had a certain amount of graceful strength that was nice to see in a story. Grade, B. Strong recommendation, well written, with some flaws or predictability that made it less fun to read. I need to add in here that there is a scene in this book that really disturbed me. It's a rape scene. And this is the first of two Asaro books that I've read. Both of them have rape in them. And that bothers me quite a lot. I don't like rape in my romance novels. So, anyway, that's my book reviews for today. And I hope you enjoyed the show.